If you're just tuning in, welcome to it. You're on Radio Life and Style, of course. It's your local station coming to you live from the heart of Bolito. And you got me, Mike, on the mic. You got Poe on the podium.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, man. And we were just talking off air about, you know, when you've got a space that you need brought to life. Maybe it's like a veranda vibe and it just is looking so unexciting, and you want to live outdoors, you want to use the space, you want it to be as eye-catching as you are. Who are you going to call? Well, Bellagio, of course. They're in the house with us this morning, the Bellagio family. We got Vasily on microphone number one. How you doing?
Good morning, Goeiemôre.
And alongside you, Jen, how you doing?
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Paul and Vasily.
Great to have you in the studio for a full Friday. And hey, picking up our conversation, we had a cool vibe, a cool chat last week. And I wanted to dive in a little bit deeper this time and shine a little more light on some of the aspects we weren't able to touch on, because you guys do so much. There's so many facets to the operation.
And you only give us 10 minutes.
And we got 10 minutes, so it's like the clock is ticking. So let's dive straight in today and find out about, when people rock up at your showroom in Salt Rock, they come with a preconceived idea of who and what Bellagio has to offer. Sometimes they're surprised to find out you've got a lot more going on under the hood.
Absolutely, Mike.
What might people not know about Bellagio?
Okay, first of all, we're not the dentist rooms, because people do come upstairs looking for the dentist. When they come into the showroom, I think, you know, sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming, because we've just got so much to offer. Mm. Obviously, we weren't able to touch on everything 2 weeks ago, so this is our opportunity. And the first thing I want to tell people is that Bellagio is much more than just outdoor furniture. Yes, that is our core competency, but over the years, we've actually developed and grown with Bellito into all different other areas of interior design. So if you've ever heard of the brand Fetzak.
Oh yeah, those
they
big,
make those
gorgeous,
modular, beautiful modular sofas, bean bags, very funky, lots of accessories. We are actually the official Fetzak furniture showroom on the North Coast in KZN.
Is that a fact, eh?
That is a fact. So if you want to come and experience Fetzak in all its glory, come down to Bellagio.
In all its comfy goodness.
Absolutely. And on top of that, Mike, it's fabrics, upholstery, decor. It's a complete turnkey solution interior design showroom.
Amazing. And when you say turnkey, you really mean it, that you've got the in-house advice and expertise and guidance.
Well, we've got Jen.
That's what I'm saying. She's sitting right here. And Jen, when it comes to helping make those design decisions, that often this is not stuff that people take lightly. You know, this is long-term, you know, investment you're making. That look is going to be with you for a while until you decide eventually to maybe rotate it or maybe not. Sometimes you lock in on something that's so classic and timeless that it just works. But fabrics are a big part of the game. Am I right?
Absolutely. Mike, I would sort of refer to it as the absolute backbone to interior design, because these are the things that need to last. And with the advancement of fabrics these days, you can pick up a cloth and it will feel 100% natural, but actually it is 100% synthetic. And in Natal especially, I prefer working with majority synthetic fabrics because of the humidity. So in the application of a curtain, if you've got the humidity in the air, that curtain's going to jump up and down.
Yeah.
It's not going to be set in stone. So yeah, definitely going with the synthetic fabrics.
But the high-end stuff.
Well, you've got, as I always say to our clients, I can either shop in Paris or I can shop in Paris. It depends on the budget.
For sure. And you cut the cloth according to the pattern, as they say. You know, you work with what your clients have got to play with.
Absolutely.
And you can guide them. There's wheel room. There's options.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you've got something that's going to be out in the blazing sun on the veranda, you want to make sure that the fabric you put on there is UV resistant. The colors aren't going to fade. It's going to be able to handle the humidity, the moisture, whatever the whole thing is. And you know what's going to work and what's just not fit for purpose.
Absolutely. So that would take us to our outdoor fabrics. And these outdoor fabrics are basically bionic in a sense. Some of them are actually the only way I can refer to it for people to understand is that you have the cucumber and carrot analogy.
So please tell me what that is.
Your carrot analogy. This fabric is basically a solution dyed fiber. And if you were to look at the carrot and you cut it in half, the color goes all the way through. Therefore, when the sun hits it, it can't be dyed. It cannot be,
bleached.
Bleached.
Yeah.
It can't be altered. But your normal standard indoor fabrics that don't have that are the cucumber.
Ah.
The color's only on the outside when you cut that cucumber.
One layer down and suddenly you're
bleached.
You're bleached.
Yep.
So this is the thing. So materials really matters. Not just the fabric, but when it comes to the frame, I suppose, and the undercarriage of what the thing is. Am I getting it right?
Yeah. No, 100%, Mike. You've got, look, it begins with the bones. It begins with the skeleton. And we at Bellagio, we've been manufacturing our furniture now with, as I've told you before, a proper German-engineered polymer, which is environmentally friendly. It's UV-resistant. It is mildew-resistant. It is high tensile strength. It is chemical-resistant. It is...
It can handle the heftiest...
My goodness, environmentally friendly. Did I mention environmentally friendly?
Got it.
So it's built to last, and it's actually built for the North Coast. I mean, you can go out and you can get your standard plastic furniture, but in the long term and for the long game, it's not really going to hold out. So what we're trying to avoid at Bellagio by doing it right the first time is that repetitive 2-year replacement cycle, which happens periodically with people who are exposed and living on the North Coast. And I want to also say this.
Yeah.
I've had people come into the showroom, and the first question they ask me is this going to blow away? Because on the Hilltop Estates, this is a serious, serious and contentious
problem.
Point.
Yeah.
On the Hilltop Estates, especially if you're beachfront, I've had examples of guys coming in and saying, listen, my furniture goes flying. Did you, by the way, listen to that wind last night?
It was howling.
It was howling last night. And if you didn't have sturdy furniture outside, goodbye. I once came downstairs after a gust of wind had blown one night, and my mother said to me, they've stolen the braai. They've stolen the braai. They didn't steal the braai. It was halfway down the bank.
So you see, if Bellagio made braai...
Jen, true story.
If Bellagio made braai, they wouldn't blow away.
If Bellagio made braai, we wouldn't put wheels on them.
Bellagio's furniture is not going to go flying.
So it's sturdy. That's what I'm saying to you. People honestly come into the showroom and say, is this going to blow away? Another guy came in not too long ago. He was looking at fabrics, Jen, and he said to me, I come out of the ocean, I walk straight onto my deck, and I sit on my sofa, I sit on my armchair. What material, what fabric can you propose that is going to withstand the salt? It's going to withstand the elements. So we address the way people actually live on the North Coast. That is the point.
You meet people where they're at. You're not going to ask them to adjust their lifestyle.
And then we say, what's your budget? And we meet them halfway.
I love this. And let's talk about some of the big projects that you guys are currently involved in. I mean, you work on all size projects, but right now you've got a couple of really juicy ones that you've been heavily involved in. Can we talk about some, can you mention
Absolutely.
Some names?
Absolutely. Look, all the estates. I mean, we've got some cool projects going down now. Coral Cove, Seton Estate, Zululami, some private houses. But there's one in particular we mentioned last week, which I think is extremely exciting. And I'm going to hand over to Jen now because she just got off the phone with the Minister of Transport and she's got all the juice.
Like literally, this
is... Sorry, the Minister of Tourism. Sorry.
But it kind of is a transport project, though.
It is a transport project.
You're forgiven for getting a little bit confused there. Jen, what is the story?
Okay, so we've been approached regarding this train that... The Royal Train. It's actually the original four carriages of the Royal Train, the original one, and the Royal Family used to travel on it.
What?
Yeah.
This is going to be a luxury train carriage project.
Her Majesty's carriage.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
And it's set to be built around and run around Hartebeest Poort Dam. And basically it's a dining experience.
It's a brand new track. It's a brand new route. They've just been given clearance now to start laying the tracks. Wow. So this is going to be a luxury train, which obviously once served the royal family. So if anybody wants to take a step back in time and enjoy something that was once...
A part of history.
Part of history. Correct. Thank you, Mike.
But you guys are obviously going to be putting your own unique Bellagio spin on the furnishings, the interior, and what a cool project to be associated
absolutely,
with.
Absolutely,
eh?
Absolutely.
Wow. So we're going to be obviously needing to follow up and get a progress update, and once some pictures are floating
yes,
around.
Put them on Instagram.
I think there's a magazine article in the works here. We're going to have to feature it in
definitely,
the upcoming Life
definitely,
and Style mag. This is not the kind of thing that comes along every day. So obviously, you guys came highly recommended and cracked the nod, and this goes to show. Bellagio, with how many years in the game now, obviously?
Well, look, we've been manufacturing our furniture 26 years, and we've been in Bellito 20 years.
So a bit of history there. Not like royal train carriage history, but...
No, not quite that old.
But still.
We certainly know our way around... Around a chair.
And for those who haven't yet visited your showroom and tried...
What's a chair without a back? A stool.
The hits keep on coming. I tell you what. You need your own radio show, man. Whether you're looking for a stool or whether you're looking for something with a very sturdy back, the showroom, the Bellagio experience, is waiting for you. In Salt Rock, Tiffany Center, am I right?
Salt Rock, Tiffany Center, we're upstairs on the first floor. And come in, experience our all-weather outdoor furniture. Come and let your imagination, lead you. And come and experience the full extent of all our services.
Boom, boom, boom. And you're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. Of course, if you just do a little Google for the name Bellagio, bellagiointeriors.co.za is the website where you can browse right now if you have your smart device at hand. But you know what? There's nothing like actually visiting a space in 3D, touching, feeling, asking questions, engaging with the team. They're here to help. They're here to make sure that whatever you're looking for, they can deliver. And Vasily and Jen, I have no doubt that you're going to pull off something amazing with this upcoming train project, and more power to you in the Bellagio story as it continues to be written, and look out for that magazine article coming.
I love that idea.
Coming to a newsstand near you very soon.
Thank you, Mark.
Magazine. Thank you
for having us. Always a pleasure.
Bellagio, you heard it here on Radio Life and Style, coming to you from out of the blue on a fresh Friday morning.